Welcome to another bonus helping of Who Cares Wins as we look for reasons to be optimistic in our ever-changing world. Today we're sharing a short clip from the wonderful Great Green Questions podcast hosted by Juliet Davenport. In this episode, she speaks with guests Ishan Akbar and Michaela Loach on how to approach activism.
No, I think there's also this thing that, you know, when it comes to talk about any kind of activism, be it climate, race, you know, whatever it might be, I get a sense that a lot of people do feel quite overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of people who have quite good intentions, but they're a bit like, I can't worry about everything at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like, you want me to worry about climate, yeah. You want me to worry about what's going on in Yemen. And so as a comedian, I guess that's a perspective that I'm going to come in, which is to say, that's true. You know, we've got bills to pay. We've got other things to worry about. Mm-hmm. Did that guy text me back? Yes or no? I get it. But the least we can do is seek out opportunities to listen and learn. And if we can do that for ourselves, when you have that conversation at a warehouse party in Hackney, you just drop a thought into somebody's head, that person will go and talk to another person. That person might buy a book. Mm-hmm. And through those conversations, change can happen.
Yeah.
And I think that if we bring it upon ourselves to say, I want to learn one new thing and share it with another person, that's the least we can do, wherever you stand on a particular issue. So
I think this connects to movements because it's much easier to learn things from being in community with other people. Like, I think it's not as exhausting as reading a book. It's not as exhausting as watching a documentary because you're connecting with another person, and that connection in many ways will be more fundamental in changing you.
As long as they can connect with me on another reclining armchair, I'm in. I don't want to move. I'm 36. I don't want to move anymore.
You keep talking. I, like, 36, come on. You're okay.
Can you tell my dad, please?
Ishan, Mikhail's going to get you out there. I mean,
yeah, I'm going to see you at the next process.
Yeah,
you wait.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Who Cares Wins, Reasons to be Optimistic. And we'd be so grateful if you would rate, review, subscribe and share the podcast. And do get in touch if you have your own hope and optimism you'd like to share.